Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 22nd, and we're asking you about your economic health. What lessons have you learned about taking care of the economics of your household? We want to hear your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE. John?
And I'm John Huckenberry. We're going to turn now to a story on world peace. If you're concerned about world peace, you're probably concerned about a 2005 agreement, complicated nuclear cooperation agreement between Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh and President George W. Bush. Well, ratification of that agreement is proving very, very tricky in the Indian Parliament, and the government may be in the balance this morning. We're joined by Sanjoy Mamjunder, who's a BBC correspondent in Delhi. The complications in this nuclear cooperation agreement could bring down the Indian government. Is that true?
Well, it's certainly the case that the vote of confidence which they're facing in the House is very, very tight. It could go either way, although it has to be said that at the moment the government looks like they have the slight edge. Nevertheless, what it's meant is that for the past week or so, every single member of parliament from either side of the political divide has been approached. The government's reached out to everyone, hoping that they can convince everyone that this vote, this deal rather, is in India's best interest.
At stake here is an agreement that would compel inspection of India's nuclear facilities by the U.S. in return for access to U.S. fuel and technology imports. In theory, that would reduce nuclear tensions in South Asia, but most Indians don't see it that way?
Well, I think it's a little more complicated than that. First of all, it's the civilian nuclear facilities which will be open up to inspection. India still reserves the right to protect its military facilities, and that's something that's concerned a lot of countries around the world. Here in India, the debate has really centered around India's relationship with the United States. They've never, or rather for several decades, they've had a tense relationship with the United States. During the Cold War, for instance, they were closer to the Soviet Union. So there are many people here who are questioning the wisdom of drawing closer to the United States, and certainly the political opponents of the deal believe that in doing so, India's own independent foreign policy will be undermined. The government, of course, believes that's not the case, that in today's world, a deal is as good a deal as it can get, and therefore they want to press ahead with it, and they believe it will not actually change India's standing in the world.
Do you think this is more about a burgeoning or a new kind of relationship between the U.S. and India than it is really about nuclear issues, per se?
Yes, I think that's the way it's playing out politically. It has to be said, though, that this debate in Parliament is really beginning to be more about local politics. India's in general election mode. We are facing a national election which has to be held by the middle of next year, and it could well be held early if the government were to fall. And that's the reason why a lot of people who are taking positions on this deal are doing so with an eye on the elections, trying to determine which is the position that the Indian people are likely to back and thereby lead to their re-election.
And nukes are kind of a nationalistic issue in India at this point in the debate.
Nukes are a nationalistic issue. Certainly an argument would suggest that India's national assets are at stake, national security is at stake, will ring some bells for voters. It has to be said, though, that the pressing concerns, just like they are anywhere else in the world, are the economy,
politics,
prices of oil,
politics are
inflation.
Local. Right.
Politics
right.
are very local, and really that's what is likely to sway voters more than any other deal.
Sanjoy Mamjunder, a BBC correspondent in Delhi, thank you very much. Again, a 2005 nuclear cooperation agreement up for ratification in the Indian Parliament. Controversial.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.